Chapter 13. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It was unnatural, seeing General McCall in his hospital gown. Jane had never seen him in anything other than a crisp suit. She wondered if the nurses had had to threaten him at gunpoint in order to get him into it. Probably not. He'd have forced them to shoot him. Maybe they'd waited until he was asleep, or sedated, before changing him into it. At the moment, his nurse looked as though she wished he was sedated now. She was standing against the wall, by the heart monitor, as far away from him as she could get while remaining in the room. Jane didn't blame her. The general was angry. His eyes were flashing, and his face was set in a scowl that, in the past, had surely terrified hundreds or thousands of soldiers under his command. She knew the other side of him, though, the kind, doting grandfather. More importantly, she knew that scowl was not directed at her, but at the policeman who had accompanied them to the Royal Brompton Hospital. The poor man was explaining, for the third time now, exactly what they discovered in General McCall's apartment.
"I know you don't know what was stolen, but surely you know something."
Jane imagined the general shouting at new recruits in precisely that tone. The policeman looked as though he wanted to be anywhere else on earth but in this room.
"The detectives are still there, sir. They are collecting forensic evidence."
General McCall wasn't hearing it.
"Yes, yes, I'm sure they are. But you have eyes, do you not? You were trained in basic skills of observation, were you not?"
He was sitting up, and the veins in his neck were throbbing. Jane hadn't yet heard anyone say why, exactly, the general was in the hospital, but whatever the reason, this kind of stress couldn't be good for him. The nurse must have agreed, because she was edging closer to him.
"General, please relax," she said, in what was probably meant to be a soothing tone.
It did not appear to be having the desired effect, though. Jane walked up to the bed, put a hand on the general's shoulder, tried to push him back.
"You have to relax," she said. "Please? Tishy would never forgive me if I let you give yourself a heart attack."
Guilt didn't work either.
"Heart attack? Not a chance. The old ticker is as good as it ever was, no thanks to Miss Hudson."
He glared at the nurse.
"Heart attack."
In the dictionary, next to the definition of sneering, they could put a picture of his expression right now, Jane thought.
"Indigestion, Miss Hudson. Indigestion!"
Jane continued trying to push him down. "General, I'm sure she was just being careful. We're all worried about you. And I'm sure Officer..." She squinted at the policeman, trying to read the name off his badge. "Hawkins and the other police are doing everything they can." He finally allowed himself to be shoved back.
"I very much doubt that, Jane. But I suppose you're right that shouting at them will not help matters."
He raised his voice.
"Hawkins, was it? Surely you've been taught proper manners, if nothing else. You can't make a liar out of Jane here. Go and find something useful at my apartment. Dismissed."
The young policeman departed without a further word, and the nurse followed him out.
"Now we're alone, you two can tell me the truth."
Mark spoke up. "We were hoping to get that from you, actually, sir."